Phoenix 98 FM. Now, I can't believe it is a year. Chris has been in the studio. Chris Luck has been in the studio with me, I think, for the last 5 years. And every time he comes in, I always say to him, has it been a year? And it has. And I just can't believe it. So Chris Luck is the coordinator for the South Weald Festival, which is always very, very successful. It's running from the 25th of June to the 5th of July. Welcome. Good morning. You got your coffee?
I have. Yeah.
Nice and relaxed, Chris?
Yes, insofar as one can. But yeah, no. It's always nice to be with you, Michelle. 50 years ago, July the 20th, 1969, yep. When Neil Armstrong stepped onto the moon and made his, if you like, giant leap. And we thought it'd be nice to celebrate that 50 years. A couple of the people actually in the team of people who prepare for the festival, which first preparations were September of last year. That seems rather too long ago now, actually. We were thinking, well, what can we do for a theme? And somebody suggested, well, something to do with the moon landings. We thought, well, that's quite a nice idea. The Flower Rangers thought it was an even better idea, so that was pleasing, because the Flower Rangers occasionally throw their hands up in horror when I suggest the various themes we have. So how on earth are we going to do that? Anyway, they took that on board. And what we've done then is to extend that to look at the developments in technology over the last 50 years. And some quite nice bits in the programme, when you've bought it, over there outside. Quite nice bits in the programmes about people, either their favourite piece of technology, which is quite interesting, some of the people associated with the festival. So we've got people liking, obviously, their smartphones and their Kindles, but one person wanting their washing machine, I thought that was particularly useful and important. And microwaves, etc. All sorts of things that have been developed over the last 50 years, basically. Mm. But also then the articles centering around the technological developments, and particularly where we could manage it, people who are in Brentwood and who are doing something to do with technology. So we've got Gavin Hawkes, for example, in the Aston Martin, talking about the developments in automotive technology and where he thinks things will be going. So that's very interesting. And a group of pupils from Brentwood School who were involved in the sort of world final of robot wars, and actually mainly girls, in fact, I think all girls. Mm-hmm. So that's quite impressive that we get that far in Brentwood celebrating feminine involvement in things technological. It's not just men who can think things up and develop new things. So yeah. That was nice to be able to do that. And then throughout the programme, there are references to technological things, and including smart bites from the children, etc., which are always great fun to read.
So it's a really good read for a start.
That's the key.
So it isn't just going to tell you what's going on, which is really important anyway, but there's loads more inside this. It's actually £1.50, and that includes the admission to the fete. And children under 14 get in for free as well.
Yep.
If you do purchase the brochure on the day, it will cost you £2. And you will need this because there's loads going on. So it's running from the 25th of June to the 5th of July at the South Weald Festival, and it's One Giant Leap is the theme. But as I said, a lovely brochure, so there's lots of things to read to do with technology, and you'll get loads of local companies are advertising in it as well, which is all really good too. Do support your local business. So tell us about some of the events. Where does it kick off?
Right, well, the first event, when we've done this for a few years now, is, if you like, perhaps one of the things that like we don't spend enough time on, any of us, and particularly me, and I suspect you, Michelle, as well, Christian meditation. And we've kicked off with that for 3 or 4 years now. And in a sense, that's a quiet opportunity, literally a silent opportunity to reflect. And there are bits of meditation. So, in fact, the next day there's an evening, etc., and morning. And then we get busy. Later on Tuesday, we've got, and again, this is now, I think, the 6 of these, Beckett Keys and St. Peter's School Concert. When Beckett Keys School started off, and it's been outstandingly successful, bless it, a lot of the children that year, I think about half of the children from St. Peter's, there were 45 children in year 6, so about 22, 23 children going. It would be nice for them to sort of come back and do a concert, but with, if you like, as year 7s in Beckett Keys. And so we started off, and I think the first year the mayor was Vicky Davis, who was a mate of mine, and it was a very moving occasion. And we've gone on with concerts since then, jointly with Beckett Keys, and of course now they're up to year 13 back at Keys. You know, it's a varied programme of some very talented young people in primary school through to some even more talented, and because they're slightly older, children from back at Keys. So that's a lovely, lovely evening.
You've also got the Mayor of One Giant Leap launch, Mayor of Brentwood.
Yes.
That's going to be on the Friday the 28th
afternoon
at 3 p.m.
New Mayor, leaping. Now, we've had historically a rocket launch. Children are working on their own rockets, and I'm not sure how and why that's going to be involved with the actual event at 3 o'clock, but I shall wait to be surprised. The head of science, Kerry Quant, is pretty particularly imaginative. They've also got a very fast car that they've designed at the school, St Peter's School, aided by, I think, one of the staff members' husbands works for Ford's.
Yep.
So they're into car design. So there's some technological things happening that afternoon. It is parents and children only, that particular event, really to give them a chance to get involved very, very forcefully and effectively with the festival start.
Now, you've also got the tower open as well.
It is very popular.
Wonderful views. It's between 7:30 p.m. and 8 p.m. on Friday the 28th, and it's £2 each or £5 for a family of four, which is really good value. Yeah. But you do need to be over the age of 8 years. But you can go up into the tower and see some amazing sights. Then you move on to the Saturday. You're starting off on St Peter's Day with the Holy Communion at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Then you've got the flower display, all-day art exhibition. You've got the ploughman's lunches. Great value prices, fully licensed as well. You've got the flowers at the chapel, St Peter's School Fete, or School Fete's always fabulous, and that's going to be at 2 p.m. in the afternoon on Sunday the 29th. And there's going to be arena events as well going on throughout the afternoon from 2:45. So you've got karate club, year 5 and 6 from the school musicals, dance works, gymnastics display, school choir, fete end. With the, was it a grand medal ceremony?
Medal ceremony and presentation of prizes.
And barbecue and beer tent.
Probably open. We will get somewhere around 1,500 people going through one or other of the different doors on the Saturday. Parking is available. There's a map in the programme showing you where you can park. We ran a minibus from, if you like, on a round trip from the Bull in Brook Street, the 498 bus stop. Up Wigley Bush Lane to the car parking at Weald Hall. Very grateful to Lord and Lady Dewsall for making that available to us on the Saturday. There's a bus stop there, bus stop at the school, bus stop at the church, and a sort of circular route so that people, if you're find that hill up Wigley Bush Lane a bit too strenuous for you, and it certainly is for me nowadays, there is a little bus that will ferry you to and fro. So parking available, that is free, and then you've just got to pay for the admission to the fete. And also, I think the best value over the weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, are, Michelle kindly already referred to it, is the ploughman's lunches at the Bell Eye Centre, 12 till 2. They are, well, it says great value prices, and indeed they are, and it is licensed.
Yep. Now, you've also got the festival barbecue as well at the Bull from 5 p.m.
Yep.
And
that's back at the Bull. Bless them doing it again for us. Yeah.
You've got a special festival menu as well. And
we do.
For who you need to contact are there as well. Yep. That's Saturday the 29th. You've got loads of things going on. Music. You've got art exhibitions, flower displays, a fun run. The tower is open.
This is
the
busy Sunday.
It's very, very busy on the Sunday.
This is the fourth time in 20 years that How Hatch Gardens have been open.
Yep.
And they are absolutely lovely. There's some illustrative photographs in the programme about the gardens, but they are seriously lovely. And if you're not attracted by the gardens, Maureen Finlay's teas are to dream about. And that's included in the price.
Oh, wow.
And it is,
which is
£6
concessions.
But concessions £5, so that's
excellent.
You know, senior citizens like myself, stroll in the grounds and to look at the various things. There's a wonderful sunken sort of walled garden and lakes and tennis courts, lawns and so on. There's just so much to see. We've got, if you like, as an offering on the Sunday, is if you're young, fit and healthy, unlike me, then you do the fun run at 1 o'clock. If you're relaxed and liking to reflect, you can go to Howe Hatch Gardens, or you can do both, because it's 2 till 6 Howe Hatch and 1 o'clock the fun run. And then we're finishing this year, it's the first time again we've done this, the Mega Raffle, which is now really very much an established part of the festival.
Yep.
Operation is taking place at the church on Sunday. It's 5 o'clock. Some super prizes. All prizes will be about a dozen. Mm. Are a value of £100 or more, including people like HS Estates, who are saying they will sell your house for free. So a £500,000 house, estate agents fees 2%, £10,000 prize.
Wow.
That's the sort of value we're looking at one end. We've got an iPad. Somebody's offered us a brand new iPad, top of the range. Well, I'm told it's about £800. And we've got some lovely jewellery from Brentwood Jewellers, who are always a tremendous supporter of the festival, and so on. So there are about 5 star prizes of that sort of level.
Where do you get your tickets, Chris?
From me.
Yep.
And it says, in fact, in that there's a special page in the programme about the Mega Raffle. Info at Southwell Festival, which is on the part of the website / email address for the festival. Vicky Dorrington, who's the School Association Chair, or Tara Warren, who's one of the people who's been very supportive. She's the sort of main lead on the Mega Raffle.
Golf Day is on Friday the 5th of July.
Yep.
And it's at Brentwood Golf Club, and there is a fantastic chance to win a Lexus.
Yeah, indeed. It's been organised, again, I think this is the 6th one of these that Brian's done, Brian Leppard.
Yep.
Yeah, again, the details of that are in the programme, and we're very grateful to the support we get from Brentwood Golf Club, under their new ownership of Mike Seabrook and Russell Phillips, who's the course manager. Yes, and a chance to win a brand new £30,000 Lexus. This is no ordinary golf day.
Yep.
During the day, there's various competitions and a round of golf, demonstration by a trick shot. In fact, I think this year it's a chap called Paul Barrington, who's a long driving expert. Then we have, obviously, bacon rolls, etc. at the start, but a very, very nice barbecue at the end, presentation of prizes. And then traditionally, and I say traditionally now, it's 6 years, we have strawberries and cream, strawberries by courtesy of the wonderful Corcot Old Farm, who advertise always on our back page.
Yes. No, it's £65, 18 holes, chance to win a Lexus and various other prizes, and that will be on Friday the 5th of July. Now, we thank you very much to Chris for coming in. As you know, he's the coordinator for the festival. That's the Southwell Festival taking place the 25th of June to the 5th of July, and the theme this year is One Giant Leap. It's a great little brochure. It's available for £1.50. That gets you admission free into the fete. Children under 14 get in for free, and if you purchase the brochure on the day, it's £2. It's A5 size, beautifully made, and you will be able to find it at various locations around Brentwood, and also the leaflet will be coming through. You'll be able to see that. That just highlights the events that are taking place, but there's something for everybody. All age groups can go along, families, young and old, and it'll be absolutely amazing. Thanks for coming in. We're going to head over to the news.
Thank you again, Michelle.
Lovely to see you. Just coming up to, was it...